I heard a number yesterday, and
you heard a number.
I heard a number from very, very trusted sources, and gonna be knocking on the door of an all time record
of 88 something.
88.3 is the record.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Seats on the track, people paying money.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, asking me to please. Would you scoot down there, sir?
How's that going to work for you? Yeah, you're going to be standing in people's way, aren't you?
Well, but see, but I'm always walking around. I never stand in one place.
It's a rolling stone.
That's it.
He gathers no moss.
No moss on him.
Right.
Okay. All right. See how that works out for you. Got parking places, don't we?
And that's all that matters.
That's
actually,
right.
So
actually, we got a hunting license is what we have. All right. So Baltimore police say two brothers have been charged as juveniles with stealing a dozen reptiles and a hissing cockroach from a city-run nature center. Police say the iguana, gecko, chameleon, turtles, and a wingless insect called a Madagascar hissing cockroach.
You ever seen those before?
Yes, I have.
They're pretty interesting.
They're large.
They're big. They're about 2 inches long, about an inch wide.
They do hiss.
And yeah, but actually more about 3 inches long, I guess. But yeah, and you kind of poke them and they... Pfft,
yeah, just as soon stay away. They can't hurt you, but they're just, you know, they take flight. It's like a bat. Anyway, they were stolen from Baltimore's Kerry Murray Nature Center. Police say the suspects are boys aged 11 and 14. Entered the nature center at night through unlocked doors or windows. Well, I thought it's a gecko. How's the gecko going to get out, right? The only time he leaves is when he's doing the commercial.
That's right.
That's it. That's all there is to it. That's the oddest story I have today that we can talk about on the radio.
Mm.
There's some others, but I don't want to be unseemly because, after all, it's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, is Friday Morality Day?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Wondering what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I was curious.
Yeah.
Here we go. Info.
Nation.
Actually, tomorrow's the beginning of National Bible Week. So,
really? Oh, well, good.
Try to get a start on that.
We can have a devotional later on in the show.
We're already on the fifth floor. That makes it the upper room, right?
Now you might be committing a little blasphemy.
All right.
We're here visiting with Mike Vivaldi, GM of Team Ford.
Hey guys, no other dealership in the Brazos Valley is currently offering a lifetime warranty. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you a lifetime warranty on any new Ford you purchase from Team Ford. So come in and purchase any new Ford and receive a lifetime powertrain warranty on your vehicle. Offered exclusively at Team Ford in Navasota.
Team Ford in Navasota, home of the lifetime warranty. Visit myteamford.com. A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants to provide you with convenient game day parking starting at just $10. Public paid parking lots are located at the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, near the Vet School, and the Central Northside and West Campus parking garages. Free shuttles are available for campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day parking information, please visit the web at transport.tamu.edu. Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Hey, it's 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm just...
Do you have birthdays?
Yeah, I have birthdays, okay. And the biggest computer problems known to man.
Oh.
But other than that, that's okay.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
The biggest computer problems?
I really believe so. I've never seen this computer as slow as it is today.
I think we got a little hyperbole here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Or hyperbole.
Yeah, there you go. I got a man in Navasota that's real angry with me right now, but hey, he's just going to have to cool it. Okay. Because I got stuff to do and a computer that don't want to do it.
Okay.
Matter of fact, you're going to have to help me with weekend birthdays.
Oh, I could do that.
My weekend birthdays will not click. Ah, okay. There. It finally clicked about 12 minutes after I first clicked it. Okay.
So, in other words, you can report that tragedy was averted.
Well, it...
Temporarily.
Yeah, we're not sure it's averted yet. Well, I know about today, though. Dick Cavett's birthday is today. He's 74 years old today. Ted Turner's birthday is today. He's 72.
Friend of the show.
For about four seconds, right?
Hello, and then who is this? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the hello is a nice greeting.
Oh, sure it was.
Yeah, there you go. Actor Dan Haggerty. Didn't he play some bearded guy?
I don't believe he's with us anymore, is he?
It's Grizzly Adams, man.
Grizzly Adams?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. According to the Okay. According to this, he is. We'll check him out, though.
Sure,
but
we will.
If he is, he's 69 years old.
The last time
old,
I asserted that someone was dead, I was proven quite wrong. I think I killed two people in the same show one morning.
So. Okay, so Dan Haggerty.
Yeah,
no, he is. He apparently is still alive. So good for
there
him.
There you go.
No, stop. Wait.
Wait.
No, stop
the presses.
Stop. No, there's more.
What? He's about to die?
No.
Is he not doing well?
Well, now this says... Okay, Wikipedia says he's alive. Then I look at his this other one, the
IMDb,
the late Dan Haggerty.
Well, maybe he's like me this morning. He was just late.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Anyway. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to work. Kathleen Quinlan, the actress, is 56. Uh-huh. Glennis O'Connor, the actress, is 85 years old. 55, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to add 30 years to you.
Add that extra 30.
Yeah. 55 years old.
She's 85. Didn't look a day over 55.
Yeah. Meg Ryan, one of the great movie scenes of all time, is 49 years old.
Talking to Joe and the Volcano?
Yeah. Top Gun.
Yeah, that's the one. Tony Rich, the singer, turns 39 years old. Billy Currington is a country singer. As 37 years old today. And rapper Little Mo, as opposed to Big Mo, is 33 years old.
Not Large Mo.
Not Large Mo.
Okay.
Not Mo Howard, nothing like that.
Okay,
that's all I got for today.
Okay.
Wait.
No.
Yeah, keep going.
Terry Farrell.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Now, are you sure?
Well, about what?
Yeah, okay. Because you don't have Alan Young.
Mr. Ed's
from Mr.
Dad?
Ed fame.
God, is he still, Wilbur's still alive?
He is 91.
Nah.
Wilbur. Yeah.
Now, he's not actually the oldest person who has a birthday today, because Larry King has a birthday.
Oh, that's right.
And he's 191.
Larry's old. Yeah. Shoot. And Terry Farrell, if you remember, he played Dax on Deep Space Nine, 47. And Rico Di Spirito, is that his name?
Oh, Rocco Di Spirito.
Okay,
you almost got it.
Yeah, the chef guy.
Yeah, he'd be 40 and 4.
Rico Di Spirito.
I don't know. Uh-huh. And Ahmad Rashad. A football boy, be 60 and 1.
That's all today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what I miss tomorrow. Is Estelle Parsons still with us, the actress?
I believe so.
83.
Good for her.
There you go. Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
78 years old. Little Dickie Smothers turned 71 years old tomorrow.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. The Vice President of the United States.
Oh.
Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
68 years old.
Not his hair, though.
No way. He's 68 years old. Bo Derek's birthday.
Now
she's well past a 10.
Now this is, go ahead.
She's 54.
Now this is interesting. Remember whose birthday was yesterday?
Linda Evans.
Ah,
both
there
married
you go.
To John Derek.
Exactly.
How about that?
So that made it easy for John when it came birthday time. He just knew right around Thanksgiving he had a couple of birthdays he needed.
Yeah, but do you think since he was married to Bo Derek second that he ever gave her a birthday present a day early? And she's like, I know what you're remembering.
Yeah, exactly. So,
my birthday's not till tomorrow. Yeah.
Once again, so Scott, do you think Bo Derek's good looking? I mean, you didn't think much of Linda Evans.
They look similar, but no, I do. I think.
It's kind of creepy that they look so much alike and they were both married to the same dude.
Again, there was a movie called Put the Kid in the Movie, and it was the story of John Derek. And it was an odd little movie. But not once did he mention the name of Linda Evans.
Oh.
Can you imagine? You've been married to Linda Evans, and she does not appear in a movie that's about your life.
Obviously, Tom would mention it often.
Yes.
That's right. Josh Turner is a country singer, turns 33 years old tomorrow. And Dwayne Allman, is he with the band? He had the Allman Brothers?
He'd be with the Dead, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, Dwayne is dead?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dwayne.
Yeah, okay.
Then that's all I got.
All right, Veronica Hamill, she was a statuesque actress who was on
Hill Street Blues.
She's 67. Joe Walsh is collecting bets. He's 63. White House correspondent Judy Woodruff from NBC would be 64. Let's see, Carol Lindley, if you remember her, she's 21. And Dierks Bentley.
Right. Carol Lindley. I know an old actress.
Cody Lindley.
I was going to say.
Who knew? Mark Gastineau would be 54, and Dierks Bentley's 35.
There you go.
Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
If you're old, you remember him. He's 68 years old.
Dierks ago. Bentley is engaged to that that little country singer who was here last week, Miranda Lambert.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They're going to do a George Jones, Tammy Wynette tour type thing.
Well, I don't know if it'll be quite that sparky.
Yeah,
but,
that was kind of a fiery thing. It was. Yeah.
Okay. My computer's gone blitz. I have nothing on Sunday.
All right,
I
on
can't.
Sunday we got, Nicolette Sheridan, be 47 years old. Remember her from K-Knot's Landing.
Uh-huh.
And Goldie Hawn, 65.
Yeah.
Marlo Thomas, every time we do this birthday, we're just shocked to know that she's 73 years old.
But she sounded more and more like it every time. Is she a smoker, or did her voice just do that?
Her voice was really kind of had a lower register,
right,
or a gravelly register, even when she did That Girl. It's just, I think.
I mean, now, she's no age. Suzanne Plachette, but.
Right, but as age has gone on, I believe that's probably just gotten.
She's alive, and yeah, Suzanne's not.
Right. Harold Ramis, he was one of the Ghostbusters, and he's a director now. He's 66 years old.
It's about his waistband, too.
It is. Troy Aikman, quarterback boy, be 44. Earl the Pearl Monroe, be 66. Stan the Man Musial, be 90. Ken Griffey Jr. is 41. Bjork, is that the guy's name?
It's a girl.
Girl, okay, yeah. There you go. On top of that, I'm glad Chase is here to keep all that stuff in line, because I know our listeners would be calling in protest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be 45.
Are there any left at this point?
Yeah, 45, that's all.
And now...